And the next of our performers is the violinist Yvette Kraft. We've heard her before. She's been doing quite some solos around town lately, and so we're looking forward to hearing Brooke Violin Concerto coming up in just a little bit. Yvette Kraft is homeschooled. She's 11 years old, a sixth grader, and she studies with Mateusz Wolski, concertmaster of the Spokane Symphony. Yichen Shen is her pianist, and the two of them together are going to be doing this great piece of the violin repertoire, the Brooke Violin Concerto in G minor, first movement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful performance we just heard of the first movement of the Brook Violin Concerto. Yvette Kraft, joined by pianist Yi-Chen Shen, 11-year-old violinist from Spokane. On our way to an 11-year-old violinist playing the Brook, the amazing accomplishments of so many of these people when they, and it's always astounded me the way young people can so deeply encounter, in encountering music, understand it. And certainly that's been the case with Yvette. We'll very soon, probably on a separate occasion here in the next few weeks, bring you the current Yvette Kraft, who's quite the amazing violinist. Okay, there's two left that we can get to, two performances left that we can get to today in our broadcast. The next one is a very significant set of twins. Let's go to we're in the year 2014, and hear from the Weddle twins. And this is fun because these are people I know. These are people we've been hearing for a long time, whether in the children's chorus, in the SFCC chorus, or in any of the other places that that they've performed a lot. Really terrific, charismatic performers, I think we can easily say about the Weddle twins, who are willing to admit they're twins even by naming their band that. Mm-hmm. And Marissa and Kelsey Weddle are the two singers. They're both the same age since they're twins, and they study with Andrea Olson, who we know from many aspects of both teaching and performing in our area, joined by pianist Shelley Rose, and a piece that I've heard them do that they do with great style and elan. This is a Rossini piece, a very descriptive piece, about a boat race in Venice called La Regata Veneziana. One of the songs from that, sung by the Weddle twins.
Deep.
The Weddle twins, Marissa and Kelsey, singing La Regatta Veneziana. It is unfortunately only radio, and we didn't get their famous final look of sadness at the end of that song, or dejection might even be the look that they gave. If you get a chance to encounter the Weddle twins, especially live, please do that. They were joined by Shelley Rose, the pianist, and their voice teacher, Andrea Olson. You know, you can encounter the Weddle twins because there's a KSPS special on them. One of the Northwest Profiles features the Weddle twins, so you can get a fuller sense of it because they are really fine performers. Okay, we're about to conclude now with a pianist. I think that's about how we should conclude each day. Performers from Music Fest Northwest. And so so let's just go to that same concert, that same broadcast from Friday of 2014, and hear how we ended. Emma Thaxton is a 16-year-old pianist who studies with Linda Sieverts and has the Rhapsody Opus 11, number 3, by Doknanyi. This is pianist Emma Thaxton. Thank you. What a convincing performance. It was fabulous. Dovhnányi's Rhapsody, Opus 11, number 3, played for us by the pianist Emma Thaxton, a student of Linda Sievert's, a 16-year-old at the time. Emma Thaxton, who went to Whitworth University, and it's really unprecedented, but the Whitworth Choir is known for, because of the high professional level of that choir, for using very advanced professional accompanists throughout Emma's entire college career. She has been the pianist for the Whitworth Choir, among other things. Just the mastery in her playing makes that pretty obvious.